Hello.
Yes, sir.
Well, I thought you would be pleased with my sticking with to your friends on amnesty.
Well, it was a fine job. It was a fine
job. Had to be done.
Yeah?
Had to be done, you know, this double standard, you know. Here these poor devils come back, you know, and, you know...
Well, I think you got the country with you on that thing, and it's just the right thing. Right.
If anybody wants dessert, he's got to pay a price. The poor bastards that served paid their price.
I think there's some guys over there doing a little gagging this morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, I said this. This is going to gag you the right peace with honor.
Yeah.
But you know, Henry, in his whole briefing, never used the term peace with honor.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, right.
And that's why I stuck it into him again. We're just going to use it every time we can. Our people have got to step up to that sort of thing.
Right.
Interesting, though, you noticed of all the questions and the rest, they didn't really get into much. It was Sarah McLennan had her usual, you know,
mouth in them. I was stunned there was no Watergate thing even mentioned, you know.
Oh, I think they were ready for one, but it didn't go long enough. But the thing is that we had here, when you've got a major news story, I mean, the Henry trip.
Right.
And of course, the major news story of Vietnam writing. What the hell? Why do people want to write about subject B? They want to write about subject A.
Right. They might figure that's just old stuff and it's all been answered anyhow.
No, they figure I'm not going to say anything to
you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they they'll have a little fun with that amnesty one. That'll really bring down all of the
junket in the Peace Corps.
Including most of the White House staff, but that's all right.
Yeah, the junket in the Peace Corps should go.
But I just thought the junket with the Peace Corps is very good. But that's what people suggest, you know. Let them serve 2 years in the Peace Corps. Now, wouldn't that be just ducky?
Right.
You know, send them down to Brazil for a little vacation for 2 years, you know, working with the natives.
Yeah.
Hell no. They're going to go to jail.
Right.
Don't you agree?
Yes, sir. I certainly do. 100%.
And they, it's not a question, as I pointed out. That's why I brought in that prisoner thing, the guy that wrote me from prison.
Right.
No, I'm sympathetic to him, but people got to pay a price.
Mm-hmm. And well, listen, the whole country, as I say, the whole country's with you on that thing, and you stuck it to him. It was deserved, and he was really deserved.
Yeah, he was asking, heal the wounds. All right, who's going to heal them? From the time that some of them started to think about their responsibilities, I have seen not one of the liberal columnists, not one, who were urging peace at any price, when we got peace with honor, who have said, great. Have you?
No, not at all.
Not one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, or not one of the senators or congressmen either.
No, they're still squealing their heads off. Governor, they're still shooting their mouth off, you know.
Sure. Well, fine. Okay, you can save this for the next one, all that crap you prepared that we didn't use.
Okay.
Fine job, though.
Okay, thank you, sir.